You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Peter Gray in the studio with Deborah Cavanaugh Grant from the University of Illinois Extension. Welcome, Deborah, and tell us a little bit about the event that you've got going on at Benedictine University here in Springfield Saturday afternoon and evening.
Sure, Peter. This will be the fifth annual Slow Food Springfield Film Festival. And this year, we're changing our format a little bit. We have the pleasure of co-sponsoring this with the Green Club at Benedictine University, also with the University of Illinois Extension. And we're going to be showing five films this year versus the one film that we've shown in the past.
And is there a certain focus that you're trying to present to moviegoers this year? What have you got the films aimed toward, if there's one particular topic or a couple?
Well, previously, a lot of our films had been a more quote-unquote gloom and doom perspective of some of the issues related to the food system. And this year, we wanted to share information that was a little bit more upbeat, but also how important local food is and the different ways that people practice agriculture in this movement. So we still have opportunities to share some very biting films that talk about the issues related to conventional agriculture and some of the concerns that people have. Food Inc. and the Future of Food, those films have been shown in the past. Many people have maybe seen those, but if you haven't, I would encourage people to attend. And then we're showing three new films that we've not shown in Springfield. The first is called Ingredients, the Movie, and it's about farmers and chefs and how they're working together to develop a sustainable food system. The next film is entitled Two Angry Moms, and it's a really interesting film where two moms got together and they started a movement, an organization, because of their concern about the quality of food that their children were being fed in school. And lastly, near and dear to my heart, we're going to be having our feature film of the evening, Mad City Chickens, and it's about urban chicken raisers, and we'll have the opportunity to have a panel discussion with people in Springfield who are raising chickens.
I wanted to sort of back up and talk a little bit about the University of Illinois Extension and the work that you do there throughout Central Illinois, Sangamon, Logan, and Menard counties, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here we are in an Arctic point of the year, and not a lot of people who are in the general public perhaps thinking about farming, but this is a busy time of the year for you.
Yes, frankly, it's the busiest time of year because if you think about it, farmers are busy farming through the spring and summer and into the fall. So January through March is the main time of year where we have meetings and workshops for farmers.
And one of the workshops that we've got coming up here in February is actually on community gardening. I've got your newsletter in front of me here, Community Gardening and Urban Farming Workshop. What's that all about?
It's an interesting effort. Several years ago, a group of people got together. We have a Springfield area local food task force that's coordinated by the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. And a group of people last year said, well, we needed to increase the awareness about community gardening and urban farming in the city of Springfield. So many of you might remember the Roots to Rooftop tour that we held, where we had an opportunity to visit both urban community gardens as well as urban farming centers in our city. Well, that group got together following that event and said, okay, what are some of the issues that we need to consider as we move forward? And the thing that came to the fore was the idea of providing technical assistance and an opportunity for people to get together that were interested in those things. So what we've developed for Saturday, February 8th is a half-day workshop from 8:45 to 1 p.m. at the Illinois Department of Agriculture that will provide information to both those that are managing community gardens and want to, as well as those that are currently gardening at community gardens or would like to.
I've been speaking with Deborah Cavanaugh Grant. She's a local food systems and small farms educator at the University of Illinois Extension, the office in Sangamon, Logan, and Menard counties. And what are some of the things that you find, just the technical aspects of urban farming, of setting up and maintaining a community garden, some of these logistical or technical obstacles that you find that people still need help with?
I think one of the first things is if people want to know, well, where are these community gardens located? And then once you find out where one is in your neighborhood, well, how do you get involved? And each of these community gardens have their own leadership and how they're managed and run. The largest community garden that we have in our community is run by the Illinois Department of Agriculture, at the state fairgrounds. And so we're going to have people from several of the community gardens there sharing information about the aspects of how they run their gardens, how they manage those. So on both on the side for the people who want to manage gardens as well as those who are interested in gardening. And one of the things we wanted to offer a plenary session for everybody to attend in from the planning committee's perspectives. The idea of community gardens and building community is very important. And so we have our keynote presenter, Vera Garrett from the Springfield Community Garden, who will be providing a presentation entitled Practices in Building Community in and Through Gardens.
Community gardens are something that are historical, going back to the pioneer times, and then in World War II there was the Victory Garden that was promoted and publicized. But I wonder about today, as we move into 2014, what does the future of community garden and community-supported agriculture look like for you as an educator and someone who tries to get people off and running with programs like this?
It's of interest to many people, and frankly, I think it is growing. In Springfield, we're having more and more of these gardens being created. The partnership, we have the Gen H Kids, which is doing phenomenal work and has several community gardens. The Illinois Department of Agriculture with Mike Ray and Kendra Buchanan. We have a Corey Blackwell with the Neighborhood Gardens. There's all kinds of people in our community that are organizing and managing these gardens, and I think that there's more and more interest each year.
So we've got the Community Gardening and Urban Farming Workshop coming up on February 8th out at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. That's at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield?
Yes, it is.
This Saturday from 2 to 8:30 at Benedictine University's library, the fifth annual now Slow Food Springfield Film Festival. Anything else that you want to make sure that our listeners know about some of the events that you've got coming up?
Well, one of the things I'd like to share about the film festival, too, for anyone that's a student with high school, community college, university, there's no fee to attend, so we really welcome and encourage students to attend this event. And the other aspect of it, because we're all about food, we're having opportunity for people to eat. We're working with Five Flavors Catering, and they're going to provide a nice menu of soups and things that people can have during the films. Lastly, I'd like to share with your listeners the opportunity. The University of Illinois Extension has numerous programs for agriculture and horticulture, youth and families. And if you're interested in any of our programming, please check out our website at web.extension.illinois.edu/LMS.
We'll link to that at WUIS.org. You can find that link just by clicking Harvest Desk under the News tab. And Deborah Kavanaugh Grant, thanks so much for coming in. Deborah is a local food systems and small farms educator at the University of Illinois Extension, which is co-sponsoring the fifth annual Slow Food Springfield Film Festival at Benedictine University's library on Saturday afternoon and evening. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Peter.